朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹， 我们不要只是 emotional 的跳，而是因为神的心满足了，我们在神的面前极力欢乐。
We are not dancing for our own enjoyment, but because the presence of God fills us with that joy, and we cannot but move in His presence.
现在灵恩派很喜欢用这句话，天天跳。
There are charismatics that often will say that you need to dance every day.
但是弟兄姊妹，到底是不是真正是在神的同在中，真正是讨神喜悦，而我们心欢喜？
Brother and sister, are you truly in the presence of God that is delighting the heart of God?
还是你只是喜欢那种情绪的发泄？
Or do you just simply like the expressions of your feelings and your emotions?
大卫回来，把约柜接回来。
When David brought the ark back home,
因为没有神的同在
，because the presence of God could not be found,
他连正常的生活都过不下去。
He felt that I could not even live my ordinary days.
我为什么这么说？你看诗篇132篇第三节到第五节。
Psalm 132, we see from David's writings.
他说：“我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
”And he says, "I will not enter into my bedroom or go up to my bed."
他说：“我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
直到我为耶和华寻得所在，为以色雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
因为他没办法。
Because he knows it is impossible for me.
我相信我们躺在床上睡不着觉，可能是为了别人伤害我们，为了明天要考试。为了老板 lay off 我们。
And we have sleepless nights because maybe we worry about service tomorrow or an exam tomorrow or maybe losing my job.
我不晓得我们有多少次睡不着觉是为了神家的见证，为了神的旨意。
I don't know how many times we couldn't sleep because of the testimony of the Lord and God's will.
大卫整个心在主的身上。
And David's heart is entirely on God.
所以以前有一个人礼拜天跑出去海钓，去钓鱼。
So somebody went out fishing on Sunday morning.
他是基督徒，但是不冷不热的，有聚会没聚会的。
He was very much a lukewarm Christian. Sometimes he'll go, sometimes he just won't.
所以他跟很多这个不信主的朋友出去钓鱼去了。
So with a lot of his non-believing friends, he just went fishing with them.
那天突然碰到大风浪。
And that particular day was a great storm.
这个非常危险。
And it was a horrific storm.
那朋友就跟他说：“你好像是基督徒嘛，你赶快祷告你的神。”
And so his friend says, "I think I."You are a Christian, right? Won't you pray to your God?
他说不好意思，因为我平常不太去聚会。
So that's kind of embarrassing because I don't go to church very often.
结果后来风浪更大了。
And so the storm got bigger and bigger.
朋友又催他。
And so all his friends, come on, pray.
他就跟神祷告了。
And so he prayed.
他说神啊。
He says, Oh God.
我过去15年从来没有打扰过你。
In the past 15 years, I've never bothered you.
我这次就请你帮个忙哈，保守我们平安。
Ask you just kind of help us out here and keep us safe.
而且我决定跟你保证，我未来15年不再来打扰你。
And I will promise you that I will never bother you again for the next 15 years.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道他跟神的关系是什么。
I have absolutely no clue what his relationship with God.
我相信我们没有糟到这个地步。
And I trust that we're not this bad.
但是如果他真的是神
，But if he truly is God,
我们生活里面怎么可能没有神
？How can we live our days without him?
我们怎么可能礼拜天才？
How can we only think about God on Sunday?
我们怎么可能在退休会的时候才渴慕遇见神？
How can we only long for His presence during retreats?
如果我们真相信他是神，
If we truly believe that He is God,
我们真相信圣经是他说的话，
If we truly believe that the Bible is His spoken word,
他说他永远跟我们同在，
He said He will forever be with us.
他说我们什么时候亲近他，他就亲近我们。
He says whenever we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
那我们怎么可能在生活里面没有他呢？
So how can we live our days without Him?
求神帮助我们哈。
May God help us.
大卫看重神的同在。
David desired the presence of God.
珍惜神的同在。
He treasured the presence of God.
因为当你真正爱一个人的时候。
Because when you truly love someone.
你就巴不得花更多时间跟他在一起。
You want to spend more time with that person.
而且平常你们听到看表都是觉得讲太长了。
And oftentimes when you look at the watch, it's because you think the message is going on too long.
希望快点结束。
You say, oh, hurry up and finish.
你跟你在谈恋爱的那个人在一起的时候，你看表是怕时间怎么过这么快，又要回家了。
And when you're in love, and when you're with someone that you love, you look at the watch and you say, oh, time is so quick, and we have to part pretty shortly.
渴慕同在，享受同在。 争取同在，这是我们必然的事情。
You desire being with that person, you covet being with that person. That is something very natural.
我们求神帮助我们哈。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
光从这个点，我们就知道我们对神的爱跟大卫差多了。
Just this point alone, we know that our love towards God is so far from the love of David for God.
我很怀念张师母，她最近几次没来，因为她病得很厉害。
Our elderly sister Jung was not able to be with us because she's ill.
我二十多年三十年前跟他在同一个教会里面
20-30 years ago we were in the same church
有一次他做见证
one time she gave a testimony
有一次他跟神心里面有不愉快
one time she wasn't particularly happy with God
他不能够了解神为什么这样对他
she could not understand why would God treat her this way
为什么神不听他的祷告
why wouldn't God hear her prayer
后来他实在很伤心很生气他说我决定离家出走主我不要理你
and so she was so hurt and she was so sad she says I am running away from home God I'm not talking to you anymore
结果他说他才离家出走了几个小时
So she says that she only left God's house for only a few hours
他不是真的跑出去他只是说 就不理神了
It wasn't that she physically left But she said in her heart I didn't want to deal with God
他就全人痛苦得不得了
And she says I was so miserable
他说跟神关系出问题的日子没办法过
And she says when my relationship was wrong with God I can't endure a single moment
那就流着泪回到主的面前说主啊对不起我回来了
So with tears she came back to the Lord and she says, God, I'm back home.
昨天早上的荒漠甘泉里面讲到每一次的归回都让父亲欢喜。
I read a particular article yesterday that every time we return, we bring a delight to the Father's heart.
希望我们不管怎么样，我们永远都要回到他的面前。
And no matter where we are right now, we need to come back to his presence.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
讲到他定义为神建圣殿。
That he is determined to build the temple for the Lord.
讲到他永远要把最好的给神。
That forever he wants to give God his very best.
你看他刚刚开始的前十几年。
The very first decade of his reign.
他是在旷野里面放羊的孩子就是了。
I'm sorry, in his age that he was but a shepherd boy.
那后面的十几年他是等于是国家的通缉犯因为扫罗要追杀他。
And then the next stage of his life, he is a criminal that is being pursued by the entire country.
到最后神把扫罗去掉了，让大卫坐上了宝座。
And then God abolished Saul's reign and set David on the throne.
他马上把约柜找回来了。
And immediately David brought the ark back to Jerusalem.
放在所谓叫做大卫的帐幕。
And put it in the tent of David.
但是他还是不能够满足。
And yet his heart is not satisfied.
因为当他躺在香柏木的王宫里面的时候。
Because when he is lying down in his palace of cedar trees.
我大卫住王宫香柏木的王宫而神的约柜竟然在一个 tent 在一个帐幕里面
I live in such a wonderful house yet God lives in a tent How could that be?
他没有办法接受这件事情
He says I cannot acknowledge this truth
所以他就定义要为神建殿
So he said within his heart says, I'm going to build a temple for the Lord
弟兄姊妹他就说他永远要把他最好的给神
And forever he wants to give his very best for God
这就是大卫
This is David
他自己明明神也祝福了他
GodIndeed has blessed him.
什么祝福都有了。
Whatever blessing he has.
放在王宝座上
了。He is now sitting on the throne.
我们会想说神这样爱我哎呀神这样祝福我真的够了哈不虚此生。
And we say, oh God, you love me so much, I am satisfied.
而且我已经向神表达我的爱把约柜都接回来了。
And I would express my love toward God, I brought home the ark.
我爱慕他的同在我享受他的祝福
I love his presence I enjoy his blessings
但是大卫不以为主、啊、
But David did not stop there
他永远以神的需要神的心意为第一
His heart is always on the heart of God and whatever God wanted was first in his heart
第三个
Thirdly
当他有这样建殿心愿的时候
And when he had this desire to build a temple for the Lord
先知拿单一定想说哎呀这太好了
And so Nathan naturally should have said Oh this is wonderful
马上就答应他
And say David go and do it
那没有想到神的话临到拿单
And not to say the word of the Lord came to Nathan
就告诉大卫说你不可以帮我建殿
Go tell David you cannot build a temple
我插出去讲一句话
And I want to take a sidetrack a little bit
这是我们服侍主人常犯的毛病
And this is the problem that those of us who serve the Lord often have
我们都从外面去判断一个人属不属灵对不对
And we often judge someone's spirituality from the outside whether they are a right person or not.
我们认为 for God, 只要为着神都是好的，其实是很危险的错误。
And we think if, as long as this person is doing everything for God, then it ought to be great. But this is the big error.
必须 of God, 必须是从神来的，是神要的。
It must be of the Lord. It must be from something that God's heart desires.
所以我说的三件事 of God, through God,And for God.
Of God, through God, and for God. These three things are all important.
必须是神的心意，是神要的。
It must be the heart of God, what He desires.
是神发起的。
It must be something that He initiated.
然后我们不凭着自己做，我们是 through, 或是 by Him, through Him.
Or it's not by our own strength, but by the Lord and through the Lord.
然后我们 wholly for Him, 完全全然为着他。
And as we are engaged, our thought is entirely for the Lord.
今天神家出问题，就是太多人都觉得我是为着神做的。
And the problem in the house of God today is a lot of people think, I'm doing it for the Lord.
但是却不认识到底是不是真的是从神来的，是神要我们做的，是这个时候该做的，是要你做的。
Not realizing, is this something really from the Lord? Did it really come from the Lord? Did God really want you to do it?
所以大卫当他在这里，神叫拿单告诉他说你不可以做。
So when God through Nathan told David,David, I don't want you to build a temple.
因为你杀了太多的人。
Because in your hand, there's too much bloodshed.
大卫马上顺服。
And David immediately obeyed.
我不晓得你们会怎么想。
I don't know what you would do or what you think.
神，我是为你耶。
Maybe you are thinking, God, I'm doing this for you.
但是大卫不是这样。
But David is not like that.
在大卫里面很简单。
Within David, it's just very simple.
因为他整个心爱神。
His heart loves God.
所以你要我做什么，不要我做什么，我都可以，只要讨你喜悦。
Whatever you want me to do, whatever you don't want me to do, as long as it pleases you, it's fine.
有一个年长的神的仆人曾经讲一句话。
There's an elderly brother that once said.
也从某个角度来讲相当真实的。
From a particular perspective, it is very true.
他这任何一个被神重用的人
And any person who is used by God
他都需要先学习被神不用
He needs to learn not to be used by God
真的
That is true
很多时候我们一奉献就觉得哎呀主啊你应该大大使用我了
And oftentimes when we offer up ourselves and we say Oh God now go ahead and greatly use me
我要往这往那你都要祝福我
I want to go here, I want to go there No matter where I go, God bless me
很多时候我们也看见神的确 也恩待一些人
And a lot of times God is favorable and does bless individuals
但是你发现那些神真正重用的人神常常把他关起来
But you discover oftentimes those whom God usedGod shut them aside for a while.
你记不记得我讲到立位记，当祭司要承接圣职的时候，要先被关七天，与神同关所。
And when I was talking, sharing concerning the book of Leviticus, that the Levites before they are begin their service, they needed to be shut in seclusion for 7 days.
他们单独跟神在一起，不跟任何人接触的。
They needed to have complete solitude with God and not into contact with anyone else.
我们不奉献则已，一奉献就要在人群中，就要在广大的里面。
We don't serve, but the moment that we offer ourselves, we say, God, I want to be in the midst of the multitude.
所以你看保罗被神呼召的时候。
So Paul, even Paul, when he was called by God,
神把他放在亚拉伯旷野将近三年。
And God put him in the deserts of Arabia for about 3 years.
然后接着把他送回到大树。
And then he took him back to Tarshish.
然后圣经上完全没有任何的记载，默默无闻在那里七八年。
And there were no recordings of Paul's life for 7 to 8 years.
神的儿子从天上向他显现。
And the Son of God appeared to him.From heaven above,
把那么荣耀的托付交给了保罗
has given him such a glorious commission.
然后底下几乎十一年 nothing happened 一样
And then for about 11 years, nothing happened.
他的历史上没有记载了
In the history and the scriptures, nothing can be was seen.
但是并不代表神的工作停止了
It does not mean that the work of God has stopped.
但并不代表保罗在神面前被废了
It does not mean that Paul was done away with by God.
就好像水库虽然现在不放水了
Just like the dam, although the water is not flowing
但是其实里面的丰富一直在累积的
But the wealth and the potential of the dam continues to grow
神在这里培养在这里预备他的器皿
God is cultivating and preparing his vessel
等到时候到了神把水库一拉起来保罗整个生命的丰富这江河奔腾涌流
And when the time came God released the dam and the fullness of his life began to flow and the influences that he possessed
不管到哪里去福音借着他带到了欧洲去了
And no matter where he went the gospel went with him through all of Asia Minor
以利沙被神兴起来以前
before Elijah was raised by the Lord
圣经上只告诉我们他是从前倒水在以利亚手上的那一位
the scripture mentioning of him was that he was the one who poured water in the hands of Elijah
他只是 做一个仆人做的事情。
He was but a servant, and he did the things of a servant.
但是神在训练他。
But God was training him.
神在预备他。
God was preparing him.
所以当大卫神不要他做的时候。
So when David said, when God said to David, David, I don't want you to build a temple.
他对神的爱。
His love for the Lord.
他跟神的关系。
His relationship with God.
他对神的顺服。
His obedience towards the Lord.
通通让他里面没有任何的苦毒。
There was not an ounce of bitterness in him.
神不要他做，他马上就不做。
And God says, David, stop. And David says, Lord, I stop.
我跟你说，能够不受伤好，已经不错了。
Not to be hurt by it is good enough.
底下我们发现大卫整个全心全力都在为着建殿这件事情来筹划来预备。
And from that point on, all of David's heart begins to prepare for the materials and the plans for the building of the temple.
表示他的心真的是要为着神想要得到一个殿一个居所这件事情而活着。
And because he truly lived for the thought and the notion that for God, a temple is to be built.
要不要我来做我配不配做那不是最重要的事情但是我们希望神得到。
Whether I am the person to build it,It doesn't matter, but I want God to have a temple.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，成为合神心意的器皿是我们的责任。神用不用，怎么用，什么时候用，那是神的事情。
To be a vessel according to God's heart is our responsibility. But when God uses it and how God uses it is up to Him.
所以你就发现大卫开始全力为神的殿预备器皿。
So David, with all of his strength and all of his might, he began to prepare for the materials.
我们只看两节圣经就好了。
Again, just two scriptures.
历代志上二十二章。
First Chronicles chapter 22,
13节
verse 13.
我在困难之中为耶和华的殿预备了金子十万他连德，银子一百万他连德，铜和铁多的无法吭数，也预备了木头、石头等等啊。他是在极端的困难里面为神预备。二十二章第十三节 First Chronicles chapter 22, verse 13.
And in his difficulties to prepare for the Lord.
好，一他连德大概是六十磅。
One talent's about 60 pounds.
现在金子贵到一盎司一千多块。
And one ounce of gold is about in the thousands.
你知道大卫花了多少的功夫为神的殿预备最上好的建材
？Do you know how much effort David went into preparing for all the materials that's necessary for the building?
他所有南征北讨、征战掳来的东西全部归分别为圣，归给耶和华。
And from north to south, all of his battles, all everything, everything that he's won, all the tributes, he given it to the Lord.
二十九章
，Chapter 29,
第三节
，Verse 3.
他说因为我心中爱慕我神的殿就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外又将我自己积蓄的金银献上建造我神的殿就是俄斐金三千他连德金金的银子七千他连德等等就是他除了征战得来的他把他自己的积蓄也都奉献出来
And aside from what he has won through his battles he also offered unto the Lord his own savings the things that he has acquired from himself
他自己竭力预备，然后带头奉献。
And he diligently prepared, and he led an offering to the Lord.
而且他自己知道，在他有生之年，他不能建殿。
And he knows that in his days, he will never set to building the temple.
所以接下来在历代志上二十二章到二十七章，他为神家建立了立体的侍奉体系啊。
And so in the first chronicle, we see that he began to prepare for the multitude of services to serve before the Lord in the temple.
他训练神的儿女们知道怎样来侍奉神，歌唱的、守门的、管府库的、立位人、献祭的，他通通都在这里设置建造。
He began to train the singers, the gatekeepers, those who would take care of the offerings, all manners of service. He began to prepare the people for the service.
而且他把建殿的根基都买下来了。
And he even purchased the foundation for the temple.
这个不光是这个样子啊。
And not only so.
连整个建殿的蓝图，他都在神面前的祷告寻求神用指头画给他。
And the blueprint for the temple.He prayed and he sought the Lord, and the Lord drew it out for him.
就是我不晓得你们能不能读出大卫让我们感动佩服的地方。
And can you discover the areas of David's life that we should admonish?
如果他所做的这一切是神准他建殿，让你来做， 我们还可以了解，已经都已经算了不起了。
And if all these things that he has laid out, something that God's committed him and allowed him to do, it would be wonderful already.
更不要说神不准他建，他还是这样尽心竭力的来预备。
And not to say God says, David, I don't want you to build. Yet with all of his heart, he continued to prepare.
换一句话说，他个人的利害、个人的得失、个人在面前、别人面前的评价，都不是最重要的事情，而是神的喜悦是最重要的事情。
So it is to say that he didn't care about his personal gain or his loss or what people looked at him and other people's words of him. He only cared about how he is viewed before God.
啊，原谅我说，我三十多年前，我认识南加州一个团体的弟兄姊妹啊。
About 30 years ago, I know a small group in Southern California.
他们中间有好几十个传道人。
And there are many pastors or preachers in their midst.
啊，所以大家也都差不多年纪，同一个教会就有好几个传道人。
A lot of ministers, and they're all about the same age.
他们有很多不同的教会，常常一个教会里面就有几个传道人。
And there are many different sister churches, and in one particular church, a number of ministers that would be there.
那有一次我听到他们的埋怨。
And one time I heard of their complaints.
因为其中有一个传道人的太太天天在记录，好，这个 quarter 我先生讲的才讲一次道，谁讲了两次，谁讲了三次。
So one particular minister's wife begins to take account and records of how often her husband.Got to share and how often other people share.
好，我们听着心里面很难过，不久这个家就离开那个团体了。
And we heard the news and we were pretty sad and not too long after this particular family left that organization or that group.
这是我们人的本性。
And that is our human nature.
我们在乎自己有没有被尊重，有没有被接纳。
We care whether we are esteemed or whether we are accepted.
我们在乎我们的果效。
We care aboutFruits and results.
但是到底我们是不是真的 purely holy? 我们在乎神的心，神的喜悦。
Do we purely and wholly care about God's delight and His heart?
啊，如果今天神不让我讲到
，If God says, "Okay, I don't want you to share or speak today,"
我们除了心里面能够不要有不舒服的感觉
，aside from not feeling uncomfortable.
如果是大卫的话
，If it was David,
大卫可能就是帮你做各样的事情，鼓励弟兄姊妹要来聚会。这礼拜该杨俊讲到了。
So David would be that person that would encourage everybody to come on Sunday because our brother June's going to share.
哦，杨俊要讲什么？我们可能会把一些这个我可能想到很好的建议资料弄给他，他用不用是他的事情。
And maybe he has one particular topic, and I could just help him with some ideas. Whether he use it or not is entirely up to him.
带着弟兄姊妹为他祷告。
And I will lead brothers and sisters to pray for my brother.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫。
This is David.
所以我们差远了。
So we are far from being like David.
对不对？你看我们今天多少的弟兄姊妹不排到代祷祷告，请你祷告就不祷告了。
And a clear example. Oftentimes we are not assigned to pray, then we don't pray on that particular day.
就我十几年前教会刚开空的时候，我常常跟那些不开口的弟兄姊妹讲，说你为什么要点到你才祷告呢？
About 10 years ago, I talked to brother and sister. How come people have to call on you to pray, then you'll pray?
我说请某某弟兄为我们谢饭，他才祷告，平常不祷告。
And I would ask such a brother so and so to please give grace for us, but ordinarily he would not pray.
如果我们真知道祷告是什么，我们当然真的祷告嘛，对不对？
If we know what prayer means and what prayer is, then we would pray.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们在主的面前，不要以为大卫的生平是很简单的事情。
I do not think that the days of David are just very simple.
他实在是太多地方是我们的榜样。
There's so many areas of his life that there are examples for us.
所以不管怎么样
，So no matter what it is,
他做什么事情
，No matter what he's doing,
他为了讨神喜悦
，He did it for to please the Lord.
他为了主做的
，For the Lord.
我记得。大概两三年前，有一次我们祷告会的时候
，About 2-3 years ago in our prayer meeting，
曾经问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
About 2-3 years ago, in a prayer meeting, I asked the brothers and sisters this question.
在我讲是什么问题以前，我先问你们，不是，在我讲那个答案以前，我现在再问一次。
Before I give the answer, I want to ask the question again.
我们中间不管在不在我们教会，好。
It doesn't matter whether you regularly meet at this church or not.
你在所在的教会或者团契里面有加入服事的哈，任何服事，任何服事，请举手。
If you are in service, any kind of service, no matter where you are, can you raise your hand?
不管整洁招待饭食，任何服事。
No matter what you are doing, if you're serving, can you raise your hand?
好，我的 estimate 大概是100多个啊。
My estimate.It was about over, a little over 100.
我再问
I want to ask again.
你们这一百多个侍奉主的人
of all of you who serve the Lord,
你能够阿门，能够赞成说侍奉耶稣真有快乐的，请举手。
If you can amen and say serving the Lord is such a joy, raise your hands.
几乎还是一百多个人都举手。
Almost all of you raise your hands again.
好，现在来的这个最精彩的部分。
This is the most interesting part now.
我再问你们
ask you another question.
侍奉 真有快乐的请举手。
是吧？Such a joy to serve the Lord. Such joy to serve. Raise your hand.
觉得侍奉真有快乐的，请举手。
Such joy to serve. Raise your hand.
你看，剩下四分之一左右。
About 1/4 left.
跟我那次在祷告会问的几乎一模一样。
It's almost the same proportions as I asked the last time.
那天祷告会将近50个人。
There are about 50 people that day.
我说侍奉耶稣真有快乐的，50个人都举手。
And I said, it's such a joy to serve the Lord. All 50 raised their hands.
没有一个例外的。
No one kept their hands down.
当我在问说侍奉真有快乐的，请举手。
And when I say, it's such a joy to serve, raise your hand.
那天十几个人。
Only about a dozen people.
所以在侍奉跟侍奉耶稣，我们中间不能画等号。
And we cannot put an equal sign between service and serving the Lord.
为什么会这个样子？
Why is that true?
所以很多的时候我们的侍奉没有把约柜摆在我们前面。
Because oftentimes when we serve, the ark is not placed before us.
很多的时候我们侍奉的时候没有真觉得我是坐在主的身上。
Because oftentimes when we serve, we do not realize we are serving the Lord.
我们没有带着爱是为主而做，虽然我接触的是事情，接触的是人。
And we do not serve as if we are serving the Lord because of my love and passion for Him, even though we're doing things and we're touching people.
所以保罗劝我们无论做什么从心里做像是给主做的。
So Paul admonishes us that no matter what we are doing, do it as if we're doing it unto the Lord.
主耶稣说你坐在最小的弟兄一个最小的弟兄身上就是坐在我的身上。
The Lord says whatever you do on the least of these, you're doing it unto me.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道，所有的服事都要跟主发生关系。
We need to realize that every manner of service has something to do with God.
让我们来讨他喜悦。
To please God.
所有的服事都要跟主托付给我们的责任发生关系。我们要在这里祝福别人。
Every service has something to do with God's commission into your life and my life that we may be a blessing to those around us.
对，当我为着主去看望一个弟兄。
So for the Lord, I would go visit someone.
当我为着主把小孩子。打翻在地上的饭我把它给收干净。
And for the Lord, I would clean up the mess that another particular child has spilled.
为了神家的需要我牺牲周末来神家做一些事情。
And for God's house and the need of God's house, for God, I would come to God's house and serve.
什么时候神从这里面被抽出去了。
Whenever God is taken out of it,
我们会疲倦。
We will be tired.
我们会埋怨。
We will complain.
我们到最后会放弃。
And at the end, we will give up.
但是如果这个不变的话。
But if God never changes,
不管人夸不夸奖人拍不拍掌
It doesn't matter whether people praise us, whether people clap their hands or not.
不管有人看见，没有人看见
Whether people see it or whether they don't see it.
我们的心如果专心讨神喜悦
If our heart solely desires to please the Lord,
我相信一切都不一样
We know everything would be different.
这就是大卫
This is David.
满腔热血要为神建殿
He is passionate to build the temple for the Lord.
神说 no.
But yet God says no.
神等于对大卫说你没有资格帮我建殿。
God literally almost said, David, you're not worthy, you're not qualified
你的手沾了太多人的血。
There's way too much bloodshed in your hands.
大卫一点没有灰心放弃。
And David did not despair, he did not give up.
他在艰难之中因为他心爱慕神他还是竭力地为神家预备所有的事情。
And in difficulties, because he loved the Lord, wholeheartedly he went and prepared for God's building of the temple.
所以所罗门当了这个建殿的这个尊荣，但是所有建殿的东西都是他老爸准备的。
So Solomon has the glory of the one who built the temple, but everything was prepared by his dad.
所罗门对神的爱跟大卫简直是不能比的。
The love of Solomon for God cannot be even compared with the love of his father David for God.
所以神对大卫的爱。
So God's love for David.
你们不要紧张，我今天只讲第一点。
And I'm only going to conclude at the very first point, so don't worry.
神对大卫的爱
God's love for David
爱到一个地步神要跟他立约
to the point where God says I want to set a covenant with him
而且大卫的约跟西乃之约不一样
and the Davidic covenant is different from the covenant at Sinai
西乃之约是有条件的约
the covenant at Sinai is a conditional covenant
你若怎样我就怎样
if you do such and such I will be such and such
神跟亚伯拉罕跟大卫跟新约子民立的约是无条件的约
the covenant that God established with Abraham with David in the New Testament is an unconditional covenant
你再改变你再失败你再软弱我仍旧爱你仍旧坚定我向你所立的约
no matter how you change, no matter how you fall, My covenant is steadfast with you.
所以你回家好好读这个撒母耳记下第七章。
So go home and read Second Samuel chapter 7.
关在八到十七节，神跟他立约的里面提到三件事情。
Verse 8 through 17, God mentioned three things as he established his covenant with David.
第一个，神永远的同在。
Forever God his, with his presence.
第二个，神永远对他和他的家和他的后代要施恩。
And secondly, God's lavish blessings and grace into the descendants of David.
第三件事情，神跟他立了永远宝座的约啊。
And thirdly, an everlasting throne, the covenant is established.
神说你的国位必坚定到永远。
He says, your kingdom shall be established forever.
那么在很多的经文里面，在大卫的祷告里面啊。
And in many of David's prayers, and in many of the scriptures,
可以看出他对神，神对他的爱。
And we see very clearly of David's love towards God and God's love towards David.
撒母耳记下第五章第十节，大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在，说到他越来越强。
And it speaks of all the days of David, the Lord is with him, and his strength grew day by day.
今天我们不是君王，但是神给我们的祝福就是让我们的生命越来越丰盛。
We are not kings today, but God's blessing for us is that the abundance of His life becomes fuller and fuller each day.
让我们在神手中的功用，给人带来的祝福，我们的价值也都不断的一直增加。
That we become more and more useful in His hands, and the blessings that we bring about others, and our self worth will increase day on today.
撒母耳记下第七章第一节，耶和华使他安静。安静不被视为的仇敌扰乱。
And so the Lord preserved David no matter where he went, and gave him rest from all his enemies.
你不要小看这些事情。
Do not despise this.
你说今天我们多少人活在搅扰的里面？
How many of us are under confusion and confusion in our lives?
我们被 disturb, 被 trouble, 我们心里面常常有很多的事情来搅扰我们。
We are disturbed, we are troubled, there are many things around us that is troubling us.
不是代表你没有难处，而是这些难处很容易就 overtake 我们。
It doesn't mean that there are no difficulties in our lives, but oftentimes we are overtaken by it.
而且当我们跟神的关系对的时候，神不让这些东西伤害我们。
But when our relationship is right with God, God will not allow any of these things to bring us harm.
撒母耳记下第八章第六节，大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
Second Samuel chapter 8 verse 6, so the Lord preserved David wherever he went.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们何等希望我们都来爱主。
We thank the Lord. We pray that all of us would love him.
效法大卫爱主的心志。
To treat David as an example of his desire and passion for the Lord.
大卫他建都在西安。
David established his kingdom on Zion.
他的宝座在西安。
His throne is in Zion.
然后他把约柜接到西安。
And he brought the ark into Zion.
所以当我们每一次讲到西安的时候。
So every time we mention the term Zion.
在那里讲到有大卫的帐幕，说到神的同在。
The tabernacle of David is there, speaks of God's very presence.
当我们讲到西安的时候。
When we talk about Zion.
我们讲到大卫的宝座。
We talk about the throne of David.
说到神掌权在那里。
God reigns from there.
因为这个人。
Because this man,
凡事要遵行神的旨意。
He desires to do all of God's will.
他是 a man after God's own heart. 他是合神心意的。
Because he is a man after God's own heart.
所以当神要做什么，透过大卫决定做得出来。
So no matter what God wanted to do through David, it will be done.
所以何等希望我们今天效法大卫，我们都爱慕锡安哈。
And we pray that we would all be like David, that we would all love Zion.
所以诗篇一百三十二篇的后半段。
So Psalm 132, the second half.
我们看完就结束了。
We'll look at it and we'll conclude this morning.
前面讲到大卫爱神。
In the beginning, it speaks of David's love for the Lord.
后面讲到神爱大卫。
And then it speaks of God's love for David.
所以在这里十三节。
Verse 13.
他说耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired for his dwelling place.
说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will abundantly bless her provision.And I will satisfy her poor with bread.
我要使祭司披上救恩，圣民大声欢呼。
I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声，我为我的受膏者预备明灯。我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻，但他的冠冕要在头上发光。
There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. His enemies will clothe with shame, but upon himself this crown shall flourish.
让我们都成为锡安的子民。
May we all be the people of Zion.
哎呀，我们爱慕，我们享受他的同在。
We love and we desire the presence of God.
我们羡慕成为锡安的子民。
And we want to be a people of Zion.
我们愿意降服在他的主权，在他的管理，在他的旨意底下。
We're willing to surrender under His authority and His lordship.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。